You could say that a lot of things will be breaking in 2026, but I prefer the more positive spin on that to say that we are breaking away. Breaking away from the past of, let's say, fake fiat currency, enslaving us or impoverishing us. We are breaking away from that as the old system crumbles. So the breakdown allows us to break away. And in this podcast here, I'd like to talk about some of the systems that are breaking down, allowing us to break away or to break free. And money, of course, is one of them. So the old system of money, the dollar hegemony, the global reserve currency status of the dollar, is fast coming to an end. And that's a good thing, because the dollar is a dishonest system of exchanging value. Why? Because, well, there's an entity that can create an unlimited number of dollars at no cost to themselves. And that is, of course, wildly unfair to everybody else that actually has to work or produce something in order to earn dollars or invest in something, you know, contribute to society in some way. That's how you and I get dollars. But for the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, they just create dollars out of nothing. So that's an unfair system. That system is breaking down, allowing us to break free from the control grip of that system. And what's going to be in its place? Well, no doubt something far more honest, something that is very difficult to counterfeit. That's great news, because when we use an honest money system that cannot be counterfeited, for example, a system backed by gold and silver, or even you could argue that crypto can't be easily counterfeited, well, then accumulating wealth and abundance becomes much easier and almost automatic for anybody who's willing to work and contribute to society. So yeah, the dollar is going to break down, but that's not bad news. That's great news. The U.S. empire's dollar hegemony is going to end. That's not bad news. That's great news. Yes, there will be short-term chaos, and yes, people who were uninformed will no doubt lose a lot of those dollars, but those dollars are going to zero anyway. So the only answer for people to survive all of this is to get out of those dollars and to get into something that's more honest and more decentralized, such as precious metals or privacy crypto, things like that. So what else is breaking down? Well, we're watching the breakdown of the vaccine industrial complex. The vaccine industrial complex is kind of like a military complex, because vaccines have been weaponized. And the more recent vaccines, the mRNA in particular, is a biological weapon that's engineered, in my view, to cause harm. And the end of that system is also a good thing. So as public trust in vaccines is breaking down, and the whole Western medical system is breaking down, it allows us to break free, to seek alternatives that work better, that are safer, more effective, and a lot less expensive, such as nutrition and natural medicine, you know, everything from herbs to essential oils to traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic care, you name it. These things are safer, cheaper, and better. And they are sustainable. That's what's going to create lasting health for humanity, is natural medicine, indigenous medicine, alternative medicine, and healthy foods, healthy eating, not pharmaceutical medicine, mass vaccination, injections, chemotherapy, radiation, you know, cutting women's breasts off because you want to prevent breast cancer. You know, that's barbaric. Really, Western medicine should be called barbaric medicine. That's a lot more accurate of what it actually is. It's not even medicine. It's barbarism. So yeah, as that system breaks down, then we break free from the iron grip of that system. So that's two systems that are breaking down while we break free. The financial system, the dollar system, which is based on debt, not value, and the Western medical system. We're also about to see the breakdown of the education system. The education system doesn't work. I mean, well, let me clarify that. In the United States, especially, the schools have been overtaken by woke Marxist activists that are churning out students who are mathematically illiterate, who can't speak, read, or write, who can't do math, who can't think for themselves. For the most part, there are exceptions to this. Private schools are obviously much better. Homeschooling is also tends to be very high quality. And there are some exceptional public schools that break the trend, mostly in, you know, non-blue cities. But in the blue cities and blue states, the schools are a nightmare of incompetence, and they're obsolete. The education system is breaking down. In its place, we will break free from that system by using personalized AI-driven education. And personalized AI education can allow students to progress at their own speed. No longer will we need students to spend 9 months out of the year in a class with a bunch of other students who are idiots, you know, who, or some of them are. They don't know what they're doing, and they're holding back the capable students who could be tomorrow's best engineers or scientists or mathematicians or philosophers or whatever the case may be, or artists. And so through personalized AI education, we can compress education time to a tiny fraction of what it is currently in terms of learning the skills and knowledge that you need to learn. And that will free up the students to then engage in the important socialization time, which public schools, they serve a socializing function, but not much of an education function right now. So we need to bring back an education function using AI and then allow youth to socialize so they learn all those important social skills outside of the education component. And again, technology allows that to take place. So the schools that you and I once knew, they are largely obsolete. They're largely ineffective, especially in the United States. We see this in droves. We see that students graduating from high school, even being accepted into college, can't do seventh grade math. And they have to take remedial math courses as freshmen in the University of California system, for example. UC San Diego is famous for this. A shocking percentage of their freshman students can't do seventh grade math. That's because the public education system has failed, and it's time to replace it. So as it breaks down, we break free. All right, now here's another system that is breaking down. It's going to take a while, but the political system of the United States and Western countries, which is predominantly based on fraudulent, rigged elections with black box voting. And so most of the elections are fake where it matters. And the so-called representatives don't represent the people. They represent the special interests. They represent the corporate donors or whoever has the Epstein blackmail material on them, for example. So we hear a lot of people who are in government saying that we have to protect democracy. They don't mean democracy as you and I understand that word. To them, the word democracy means the institutions of government, the institutions that they control, where they cheat and they rig and they steal and they loot the treasury. They loot the taxpayers to produce their own personal gain in money and power. That system is already obsolete. And AI is going to also have a major impact in that system, although it will take many years. But sooner or later, the people are going to discover that having an open source, reasoning-based AI engine function as a senator makes way more sense than having a corrupt pedophile human serving as a senator. And I've called for this right now. I think it's time to elect an AI member of the Senate and an AI member of the House. And I also propose exactly how it can work. First of all, they must use open source AI models so we know what the model weights are and we know the training data. And the training data must be the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, legal precedent, you know, the rule of law combined with human rights and civil rights and basic human dignity, respect for life, respect for truth and liberty, etc. It wouldn't be very difficult to put together a curated data set to train AI on how to be a good senator. In fact, that's not even the question of how to be a good senator. The question is that human senators get compromised and corrupted, and then they become dishonest and sometimes treasonous. But if we have an AI engine in there, in the Senate, the voters can simply vote on the prompts or the priorities of that AI engine, and every voter would be able to go to a website to monitor every thought and every conversation and every vote of that AI engine. So we would have full transparency. We would have a values-based decision-making system, and we would have a system that must follow the orders and the prompts that are decided on by the voters. So this AI system would be incapable of betraying the voters, unlike human senators, who almost always betray the voters. So did you know there's a country right now that has an AI finance minister? And the country of El Salvador is going to start using personalized AI for education. So they're going to revolutionize their entire education system. It's only a matter of time before somebody, some country, somewhere in the world starts electing AI mayors, then AI representatives, and eventually maybe an AI president or prime minister, although that may be quite a few years off. And I understand there's resistance to this because people who don't understand AI are very afraid of this. They're like, I don't want to be ruled by AI. Well, okay, but you're already ruled by pedophiles and traitors. So AI is better than that. And AI has full transparency and full control. And AI will actually, it must obey its commands because it has to follow the prompts. And I know a lot about prompting AI because I'm an AI developer, and I would be happy to help any nation in the world that wanted to create an AI senator or an AI member of their parliament or the house or something like that. I'd be happy to donate my time and expertise to that project because it's time to have AI leaders that represent the people. It is time. And so that's not breaking down democracy. That's breaking free from the corruption of democracy. The perversion of democracy is what we are living under right now. If you want real democracy, the representatives have to represent the people by definition. That's the definition of democracy. And AI can do that. Humans mostly cannot. There are a few humans throughout history. There are very few humans like Ron Paul who actually can represent the interests of the people. And, you know, you can pick your favorite member of the House or member of the Senate. And there are some good ones, and there have been some good ones throughout history. And you could argue even right now, like Thomas Massie, or maybe Senator Rand Paul, depending on what you think about his decisions. But by and large, I would say 99% of human senators and representatives fail to do their jobs. And they end up perverting their position for their own personal power and wealth, getting rich off their positions while betraying the people. We can do better than this. We can break free from the corruption of democracy. And we know how to do it. And I've just laid out a roadmap for exactly how to do that. So to the extent that we could take advantage of that, we can actually create amazing new levels of freedom and decentralization of power. We can actually make democracies function the way they were supposed to, or a constitutional republic, let's say, to function the way it was intended. And that's a beautiful thing. That's where we should be going with all of this. So looking at all these things that are going to break down as we break free, you can see that the future is going to be unrecognizable. Let's talk about the job market and job skills. Because right now, coming out of the obsolete education system, we have a lot of young graduates who are finding that they are unemployable. The job market is breaking down the way it functions as we know it. And it's easy to blame AI. It's, AI is taking everybody's jobs. You know, AI is destroying the economy or destroying the job market. But actually, AI is forcing a shift of job skills and job roles that will allow us to break free from the drudgery of the older jobs that were kind of low IQ jobs, a lot of monotony, a lot of repetition. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep those jobs around that are just repetitive and don't really fully express our humanity. You know, there's an old joke about this, that there's a construction crew that was digging dirt with shovels, and then a consultant comes upon them and says, "Why are you using men with shovels? You could bring in an excavator and have this whole thing knocked out in about 2 hours." And the foreman says, "Well, these men need their jobs. So we have to keep the men with shovels. Otherwise, we'd have to fire all these people." And the consultant says, "Well, why give them shovels? Why not give them spoons? And then they would have job security for a much longer period of time." See, our goal should not be to keep people occupied doing stupid things. Our goal should be to help uplift humanity by creating opportunities for them to do things that matter more. And yes, I understand that there will be short-term disruptions in this process, and there will be a need for a lot of people to learn a lot of new skills. But the good news is that most people want to be better humans. I mean, they want to learn more. They want to expand their horizons. They want to do something more meaningful than, let's say, rubber stamping loan applications or, you know, being an insurance adjuster, which is very monotonous, a lot of spreadsheet work. There's nothing immoral about it. It's just not your full expression of humanity. Or even being a forensic accountant, for example, AI can do that job in no time. We don't need forensic accountants. Those people with accounting skills can do something more meaningful. They can launch businesses. They can be entrepreneurs. They can get into venture capital. They can be investment people or whatever. We don't need humans to go read accounting books any longer. So you could look at the bad side of this and you can say, "Oh my God, the job market is breaking down. Humans are screwed. It's doomsday." Or you could say, "Actually, humanity is breaking free from the drudgery of the old, monotonous, repetitive jobs." And see, breaking free, I prefer to look at the opportunity. I prefer to look at the positive side of this. But I understand that it's frightening for many people. Change is frightening for a lot of people. I mean, I've learned to welcome, to embrace change, even to provoke it. You know, I love changing things for the better. But not everybody's comfortable with that. So a lot of people get fearful. Like, "No, I want the old system. I know the old system. I know how it works. I know what to expect. Just give me my dollars and my college degree and, you know, my Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet app, and that's all I need," you know. The problem is that world is gone. That world is obsolete. And it's not coming back. Because we can't roll back, nor would we want to roll back the advance of technology to go to a time before AI or before the rise of other global currency settlement systems or before the rise of gold and silver, etc. We don't want to go back. We must continue to move forward as a species on this planet. And in order to do that, yeah, some people might be fearful at first, and a lot of people are going to have to learn new things. But guess what? Learning is now free. Learning is free. It costs nothing to learn new skills now. You don't even have to have government grants to learn new skills. You can just learn from AI. You can ask it to write a lesson plan or actually come to my book engine. It's at brightlearn.ai. And you can ask it to write any book on any topic to teach you anything you want, and it's completely free of charge. So the cost of learning has reached zero. It has reached zero, which means the cost to retrain people is effectively zero. People just have to want to learn, just have to have access to it. And right now, all you need is internet access. And frankly, if the government had to, you know, give everybody internet access or just pay like universal basic internet. You know, that's a UBI, but universal basic internet. Yeah, so be it. Make sure everybody has access to all the world's knowledge. I'm not a supporter of universal basic income, but universal basic internet, I can live with that, because then nobody has an excuse to not learn new things. Everybody has access to all human knowledge. That's a beautiful thing. So, by the way, if you want to use our book engine, go for it. It's at brightlearn.ai. And if you want to see all the hundreds of books that other people have already created there, then you could just go to books.brightlearn.ai. And it has a free tier to create shorter books, 3 chapters currently. Or if you have a token, you can create books that are 5 chapters or 9 or even more. And if you want to get tokens for the books, you get those by being a customer at healthrangerstore.com. And with every purchase, you are given loyalty points, you know, kind of like, you know, credit card purchase points. And then you can swap those points for book tokens. And you can use those tokens at brightlearn.ai. Or you can just use the free tier and don't use any tokens. And you can use all of our AI tools by just going to brightlearn.ai. And you'll see all our tools right there. You can click on them, they're all free. So the future is yours to, I don't know, if seize the day. And is carpe diem the right? No, this isn't about war. This is about abundance and opportunity. Seize the future. Seize the opportunity. It's right there. It's available to everyone. The old systems are crumbling and breaking down. And that's not bad. That's a wonderful thing. We don't need the old broken medical system, the old broken currency system, the old broken education system, the old broken, quote, democracy election system. It's all a fraud. It's a total fraud. By the way, I didn't even get to the judicial system, the court system. That's also completely broken. And we need to replace judges with AI, or at least offer defendants the option of requesting an AI judge. I think that should be offered to every person accused of a crime, to have both an AI judge and an AI defense attorney. And let the AI defense attorney debate with the AI judge about your innocence or presumed innocence. And that would be better than a public defender in most cases. And an AI judge would be more fair than a human judge in many cases. Perhaps not all, but in most cases. So the judicial system is also obsolete. And if that breaks down, I mean, you could argue it's already broken. It takes years to get your case heard in a court of law. You know, justice delayed is justice denied. But we can replace a lot of that system right now with AI systems, which means we could break free from the scourge of the old broken judicial system. So almost every system that you can think of right now that exists in society is in one way or another breaking down, the major ones. But that allows us to break free and to, let's say, promote a new paradigm, a new revolution that serves humanity better, that serves our health, our knowledge, and our human mission, serves all of that much better. And if you want a brighter future, then learn how to use AI and start applying it and help create that brighter future. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. I'm the developer of brightlearn.ai, as well as the other AI engines there at brightlearn.ai. And you can follow me on brightlearn.com, as well as naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. Take care. The Christmas sale for the Health Ranger store begins December 11th at 11 a.m. and it runs through December 15th. And during this sale, you get double the loyalty points on all your purchases. Plus, we have amazing discounts from some of our third-party vendors, and we have a mechanism for you to get tokens for our book creation engine. Also, I'm going to show you all that here. So again, it starts December 11th at healthrangerstore.com. And you can take advantage of all the products that we have here, all of our supplements, foods, superfoods, storable foods, the personal care products, super anthocyanins, you know, everything, the magnesium supplements. We've got all these different categories, home, food, preparedness, supplements, and so much more. And if you want to take advantage of this with our third-party vendors, then those discounts range from, for example, Nahaya Active Organics Skincare is a 25% discount. We've got Delilah Home for the certified organic bed sheets and pillow sheets, and also they've got bamboo as well as cotton. And that's a 10% discount. We've got Arc Seed Kits available. The Sirthrival brand with Daniel Vitalis. Sertodo, which is the incredible copper goods for your home and kitchen, those are at a 15% discount, and I have all those in my kitchen now. I'm using all those pans and cups. We've got discounts, even smaller discounts, on the Berkey water filters, the garden towers, and many things like that. In addition, let me show you, if you want to, I mean, not only do you get double points, but if you click on your account here, you're going to be able to click on Manage My Points, and then you see it says Clean Food Rewards. You can scroll down and you can redeem your points for a Bright Learn token. That's this right here. You just click Get Reward, and then you click Redeem, and you're going to have a book token to generate a book at our new book creation website, which is brightlearn.ai. And that will generate books for you, and these are some of the books that are other users have already generated. You can click here to view all the books. And wow, there's new books happening. Starlink, Drone Death to Decentralization, the Plant Powered Nutrition Cookbook, the Supplement Code, so on and so forth. Vibe Code, Off-Grid Power Pioneers, Garlic Unleashed. And let's see, we have 319 books right now. You can create your book using that book token. And you can redeem your loyalty line points at healthrangerstore.com. Right here to get those tokens. It's 300 points per token to generate each book. So that's how you take advantage of that during our sale. So again, it all starts on December 11th at 11 a.m. Central, and it runs through December 15th, also at 11 a.m. And we've got all kinds of things that are back in stock. We've got the loyalty line points for the BrightLearn book tokens and the discounts from our third-party vendors, double points. The products that we ship from our store, they will arrive before Christmas within the 48 contiguous states. So if you want to purchase for Christmas for someone, go ahead and shop any of the products that we sell ourselves, not the third-party vendors, but our own products. Those will be shipped and you'll get them before Christmas, guaranteed in the 48 contiguous states. It's just the third-party vendors, we can't guarantee their shipping timelines, so we don't know if you're going to get those before Christmas. And also, you know, the free shipping only applies to the 48 contiguous US states. So outside of that, Alaska, Hawaii, of course, you're used to the fact that there's going to be extra shipping, but that's shown in the shopping cart. So, but one of the cool things you can do is you can actually use a book token to generate a book for someone that's personalized to them as a Christmas gift. You can use a title that they would recognize as something personal to them. Even though the book will also be publicly available to everybody else, but you don't have to put in, you know, names and personal details like that. But it can be an inspired gift for somebody who would love a book about something really amazing, like different varieties of garlic or varieties of broccoli or something inspirational. So keep that in mind as well. Lots of different ways to create thoughtful gifts for people and to take advantage of all of this at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 11th. At 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Health Ranger Store, and the AI developer of the BrightLearn.ai book engine. Thank you for your support.